It's weird, but I still can see Kyle's ass.
Like, it's prime time. Coming up on the Summer House After Show.
Rate your sex life with
2.5.
What?
Really? I was like, Carl, I'm taking a shower. And he just was like, okay.
It is lonely as f- being married to you.
Damn, you say it like that. That kind of hurts.
In retrospect, if I had just like apologized profusely, would have been much better, but I probably still would have been in the doghouse.
Yeah, there wasn't a single photo of me.
In the camera roll.
Yeah.
Send her a dick pic then. I don't know.
I have felt like that with Lindsay in the past. Like, she never took pictures of us.
When guys sit like this, is this an immediate ick?
Okay, here are Gabby's icks.
When men use umbrellas, I think that's disgusting. Yeah. Umbrellas are for girls.
If he throws up.
Like a struggling to whistle.
Interesting, that's a good one.
If he wears hats.
Then they get really excited about something.
If he has gross luggage. The Summer House After Show starts right now.
Is a guy crossing their legs an immediate ick?
I would say so. It was an ick that was unlocked that I didn't even know I had. I didn't like it.
Is this an immediate ick? Or would you prefer them sit like this?
I actually like when guys do that.
You do?
Because it makes me feel like they're comfortable in their own skin and they don't give a f-. Like, they're just kind of like, this is how I want to sit.
Yeah. I mean, my boyfriend sews, so.
I get it's comfortable. There's just something about when I immediately saw it, I didn't like it.
What? And thinking about his nuts being squeezed in that swimsuit and crossing his legs?
Yeah, it was uncomfortable for me.
That's actually insane.
What other immediate icks are there?
They come up, you never know when
immediate
it's gonna hit
ya.
Do you want me to bring up my list?
You have I wanna read these icks.
You want, okay.
Oh, when Carl and Jesse were talking about like the volleyball team they used to be on, I don't know why, but that gave me an ick.
Sometimes
it was 20 years ago, get over it. I don't like when people talk about
college
like
or
that.
High school.
I played in high school, captain.
But we're in our 30s, so who cares?
And
that gave me an ick.
Yeah.
Okay, here are Gabby's icks. Lacks ambition. Did you add that after summer?
No, but it's always been fun.
Sometimes I think a guy who can't whistle, like a struggling to whistle.
Interesting, that's a good one.
Yeah, struggling to whistle.
Only owns one set of bedding.
Yeah.
When men use umbrellas, I think that's disgusting. Yeah. Umbrellas are for girls.
Uses 3-in-1 grooming products. What does that even mean?
Like shampoo, body wash, and conditioner.
Oh.
When they're in a rush and they're like-
They're bent, flustered?
Yeah, like they're if flustered. They're flustered, it's like that's an ick.
DJs, so Kyle's out for you.
Yeah, well, Kyle's out with the mullet, but like that, whatever.
So we're gonna add mullet to the ick list?
If they bend down to tie their shoes, I don't like that.
Bend at the knees. Bend at the knees, don't bend at the hips.
Yeah,
like,
don't
go
bend
all
at the
way
hips.
Down.
If they're cheap,
yeah, disgusting.
Agreed.
When they are cutting their nails, do it in the bathroom. I don't need to see
oh,
it.
Oh, I have
I don't
one, yeah.
Like that.
When they're breathing,
it's in, it's out, it's
like,
constant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Likes or engages in fantasy football?
Absolutely. No.
Smelly, when they smell.
Has long nails, agree.
Oh my God.
Like, get a manicure. Get,
like,
boys.
It's weird. Like, you're. Ugh.
When they get really excited about something, I don't like it.
Has a gaming chair.
Thinking about them posting on Instagram stories and adding a location and then tilting the location.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Takes selfies, takes photos alone. I agree. Yeah. Unless they're drunk and they're trying to be cute.
Honestly, taking pictures
for girls.
Like when
is
guys
for girls.
Like
let's huddle up.
Pose
no.
for a picture.
If they say, will you take this picture of
us?
No.
If he throws up. If he wears hats, if he has gross luggage, if he thinks he's funny, if he litters, agreed. If they like cats.
Gross.
Is there any guy in your life?
Mm-hmm. What?
That.
Don't do this.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Jesse's home. I don't know. Okay.
Andrea starts a game with some of the ladies at the house.
Anything with Andrea related is about to be
very
sex.
Sexual.
He loves to go in detail and share.
Yeah, it's an ick, honestly.
Honestly, rate your sex life with your current partner scale 1 to 10.
2.5.
What?
Really?
1 to 10.
You have to have sex. I mean, we had sex today, but it was the first time in a couple weeks. No one came, but.
No one came?
No.
You didn't come?
He didn't come?
To be honest, what the f- does a man have to get in his head about? They literally have to try not to come. Like,
yeah. They're fighting a different fight.
They're fighting a different fight. Yeah. Like having sex and here's no
the
one
thing.
Coming.
Here's the thing.
Tragic.
Listen, if I'm only having sex every 2.5 weeks, this is 2.5 out
okay,
of 10.
Okay, but okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you were having sex,
you got confused with the question because Andrea's Italian.
I think you got confused because if I'm having sex every 2.5 weeks, but it's great sex, my score would not be 2.5
correct.
Out of 10.
Correct. Well, I mean,
so it's not. You know, it's not about the frequencies.
It was about the frequency.
It was about the quality.
The
you're talking about the quality of the sex, because if you were having, like, knock your wig off. Mind-blowing sex every 2.5 weeks, you know that that score would be different.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
next.
I mean, I think in hindsight, now looking at it, yeah, like the sex, I think for us was, it was just challenging for us to find the intimacy, I think, wrapped around a lot of the conflict and tension that we had. I don't recall the sex being at the top of her list of issues at couples therapy. I think it's a direct result of the challenges we were having.
No, do you know how many times I've been rejected?
Stop.
Wait, like,
he was like,
no. I'm actually annoyed about it, not thinking about it. Like, I opened the back door from the kitchen to the outside, and I was like, Carl, I'm taking a shower. And he just was like, okay. And I was like, hello?
I'm gonna be naked and
like, this is so like, I'm obviously not gonna be like, Carl, come f*** me. Like, I don't, why do I need, like most men are gonna be like
pick up the hint.
Okay.
Pick up the hint.
I recall a lot of times I was very interested in having sex and she wasn't. There was times she was tired and that's fine. Like I didn't bitch and moan. I didn't call Kyle and go, Lindsay, you wanna have sex with me? Like, I just kind of work through it and try to deal with stuff at couples therapy and try to be honest about it. It is what it is.
I can completely relate. If your relationship isn't in the greatest place, yeah, you're not having great sex.
No.
Let's just call it how it is. Like, it's not like the movies. You don't, like, get in a fight and then in the bathroom. Like, it just doesn't, I mean, maybe some once in a blue moon, but, like, that's just not normal. That's just not how it really goes down.
Kyle tells you he's hurt that Amanda doesn't have any photos of him on her phone.
Yeah, he's sad because
no,
Amanda doesn't have any photos of him on his phone.
Yes.
Her phone was on the sink, and I opened it up, and there wasn't a single photo of me.
In the camera roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Send her a dick pic then, I don't know.
I was trying to be as sympathetic as I could be, but I
he was
couldn't
crying?
Muster it up.
I don't know why I was so hung up on the fact that, like, she never takes any photos of us. But I guess I don't know. We live in this like social world, and she makes zero effort to ever get a photo of us, and it's weird, but like it's very noticeable. Like there isn't a moment where she thinks, "Oh, let me get a picture of my husband," and that just like after year after year after year, that just kind of like it does make me feel small. And it makes me feel like she's never thinking about me. And that compounds when I feel like anything or I do or say irritates her.
All you do is spend time in your office.
Sometimes she comes off as if she doesn't even like or love me.
Like, you look like an asshole.
Amanda.
No, I'm mad. I'm so mad. I don't even want to go out
what
right now.
What the f is your problem?
You don't take pictures of us because you don't want to be around me. Like, that's how it feels.
I've heard this from him before. My phone is full of photos of my dogs. Like, when I'm out, I'm not thinking to take my phone out for photos unless someone is like, let me take a photo of you or it's on their phone. Most of my like photo dump stuff isn't even of people or it's photos other people took of me.
I don't even post my boyfriend. It's moments like this where people are like, Paige is a cold-hearted bitch.
I want to feel like I'm like on the same page with Amanda.
I know what you should do. Stop being such a f***ing dick.
I'm not a dick.
and they would be correct. Because, like, I can't take that seriously. Like, he doesn't have any, she doesn't have any photos of you on the phone. Like, who cares?
I'm still so confused.
What photos
confused.
Do you want I'm of still yourself so confused. On her phone?
And I'm also not the person to, like, in the middle of doing something, be like, oh, let's stop and take pictures together. Like, I'm more living in the moment.
Yeah, but I feel like it coincides with his lonely comment.
It's lonely as f- being married to you because you don't talk to me.
I think he really needs to talk, like, go to therapy and talk to someone. Like,
wow.
He needs to, like, he has so much, I think he needs to, like, vent and get out. And I prefer he didn't do it all on national television because it's not like 100% accurate, but everyone yeah. that watches it holds it against me. It's like whatever Kyle says is the truth. If he says I'm lazy,
done with that. I hear the yeah. same thing from him all day, yeah. all the time. You don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. It's like, I'm just like so over it with him.
Which everyone reminds me every single day that I'm lazy.
Yeah.
The whole entire world. Because my husband sees me that way.
I mean, obviously Kyle can be an emotional guy at times. I think what I gather sometimes though, like if something like that happens, like you come home late and she's frustrated.
Just because I go out to 4 a.m. once a month is not a reason to hate me.
There's always someone else to meet up with. There's always somewhere else to go.
I think it does maybe like, it could extend into like feelings of other things too. Like she doesn't take enough pictures or it gets like looped into like that moment. But I mean, that is sad. I will just add, I have felt like that with Lindsay in the past. Like she never took pictures of us. Like it was me that was always taking the pictures and like trying to like show her that I care and providing pictures for her and being like the stage dad. Like I took a lot of pride in like making sure I had the pictures and getting stuff of us. But on the flip side, I don't think I felt like that in return. She was more focused on taking pictures of just herself.
He's not a dog.
She definitely
also,
has
like,
more
how
pictures.
Creepy! She's not just randomly taking photos of you. Also, like, you're not the star. Take photos of her.
I'm sorry, but I can't with a guy crying because there's not enough pictures of him on
yeah.
his girlfriend.
I'm just thankful Craig wasn't there because he would have chimed right in.
Amanda, you express your frustration about Kyle staying out late at Carl's party, but Kyle says he's a social person and that he's lonely.
The excuses.
Just because I go out to 4 a.m. once a month is not a reason to hate me.
There's always someone else to meet up with. There's always somewhere else to go.
I'm a very social person and it is lonely as f- being married to you because you don't talk to me.
Damn, when you say it like that, that kind of hurts.
Okay, your feelings are valid. I'm not saying that you don't feel lonely, but it's weird to me because for so long, I would complain about how much he worked and like never spending any time together and like not going on dates. And eventually I just like gave up on that. And then all of a sudden now he's lonely.
Can I just jump in? I know Amanda was frustrated he was a little late, but he made a very clear conscious effort. And it was like awesome to see to like spend time and get to know my guy friends. And like the next day they're like, dude, Kyle is the best. Like they all had amazing things to say about him. And I know it risked getting Amanda upset, but at the same time, what he did for me as my friend and showed the love to them, like, they were like, dude, Kyle's the real deal. They were like, he's the man.
I also knew whether I had met them or not, there was probably some preconceived notions about me just based on the rough 12 months that we had had. So that, you know, here I am gonna be in the wedding party with these guys. I don't want them questioning my friendship or my loyalty to this guy. So I actually just thought we were like showing up for a suit fitting and like off I would go. It would made total sense for us to go get drinks and food after because these guys had all traveled in. Next thing you know, we're at your apartment. Next thing you know, these guys kind of almost like tricked me into like, hey, like hop in our Uber. Like it's on the way to our hotel and the hotel happened to have a club that I knew the owner. But that's kind of who I am. Like, I love taking advantage of those spontaneous nights in New York City. And I hadn't had one in a long time. And Amanda makes no effort to socialize.
I mean, you know me, in the winter and after filming, like I'm absolutely drained. Mm-hmm. Like I need a lot of time off. Socializing drains me so much where it like energizes Kyle.
Like I love meeting new people. I love showing people a good time. I love entertaining. But those spontaneous nights get me in trouble because I never know when I'm coming home.
He gets together with friends like to go out 5 times a year, let's say. 4 of those 5 nights, he stays out till 5 a.m. In his mind, he only goes out 5 times a year. In my mind, of those five times, four of them, he's out till 5 a.m. So that's almost every time he goes out, he's out late.
Yeah. Is he capable of, like, going out and then, like, coming back at, like, 11?
No, never 11. It's always after midnight.
I feel bad because it does trigger her. Like, this takes her right back to the darkest of places.
I had an unfaithful moment that kind of just continues to haunt me.
It's not about that he cheated on me so long ago. It's the PTSD from that instant.
And I don't think about that when I'm out. Like, so to that respect, you can call me very selfish. Like, I put Amanda through hell. And so when I wake up in the morning, am I clearly remembering that? No, I'm going right to defense mode.
There's a reason every single time, and I'm just like, okay. Well, I'm not like, okay. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, I remember sometimes you called like 35 times that one time.
I reached Kyle.
Why can't you answer your phone?
That's because he wasn't answering my phone,
yeah.
Which is triggering because yeah. You can't get a hold of someone. Is he cheating? Did he get jumped? Like, did he get kidnapped? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, is he up to no good? So when he's not answering my phone calls, you know, I go down a spiral.
Yeah.
And then he knows that that bothers me too. So it pisses me off even more is when he knows I'm calling and he doesn't answer because he doesn't want to have to deal with me.
Mm. You know, in retrospect, I mean, if I had just like apologized profusely instead of trying to defend my actions, would have been much better, but I probably still would have been in the doghouse.
Let's talk about the big volleyball game.
Yeah, I mean, I knew whoever got Andrea on their team was gonna win, and like, Kyle just gave me no support.
You gotta take it easy on you.
You, Danielle.
Kyle, come on, head in the game.
Oh, that's too hard.
Like, the guy could not play volleyball, and it's a team game.
First and foremost, I had like PTSD from beach sports because the summer prior, I jammed my thumb so hard I couldn't wipe my own butt for 3 months.
Quick. Yeah.
Stop,
man.
Sorry, did I hit your face?
You just like literally punched me in the face.
And I just feel like.
Shout out to Chris Leone for going aggro.
Yeah, that damn fumble. So I'm like definitely trying to be a little more like careful about how much I exert myself. But all the while, I was trying to figure out my outfit.
I'm having a nut problem.
My favorite thing about Kyle is that Kyle's, like, we treat him like he's our little brother, and we make him put on ridiculous Kyle, put this on.
Mother
She's like, you can fit into it. Well, yeah, if both balls part the sea like Moses.
I feel like we're like his older sisters and we're like, put this dress on. You like, literally look like your mom right now. You made him like perform for us.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Is he twerking?
I still can see Kyle's ass. It's weird, but like, cause you're like, your cheeks are being cupped by like the fabric of the, it's meant for Sierra's butt.
And the irony is I have a pretty small butt. It kind of runs in the family, and like it's prime time. What was going on in the front though? That's a whole different story.
Yeah, Beans and Frank were.
I was like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Kyle's nuts have been out a lot at this point.
Yeah.
He ran the lap around the house, nuts out. Whatever this incident was, nuts out. That's just off top. There's probably way more.
I mean, listen, the guy's comfortable with his
balls, yeah. Which as. So are you.
So I'm pretty open with it.
People don't know. I touched Jesse's fake nut the second weekend in the house.
You haven't touched his ball?
I was engaged over summer, so I wasn't trying to touch another guy's balls. But maybe I'll touch it now.
Okay. I feel like he's like a party trick with him. He's like, you want to touch it? I was like, okay.
You've literally touched his balls?
Yeah. Well, the one.
The one. Oh, right. But he has like, doesn't he have a... Isn't the other one fake?
Yeah, I didn't touch the real one. I touched the fake one.
Oh.
Why else would I touch his balls?
Well, because I would like to know, like, the comparison.
No, it's like, it's really nice. That's why I thought everyone did this. That's why I thought everyone had done this.
This story is getting crazier and crazier.
I know Wes, for a fact, was the first person to be like, you haven't done this. I was like, has everyone? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, Jesse, let me see. And he's like, okay.
Well, I know what I'm asking Jesse the next time I see him.
Like, yeah, I've got a fake nut. And they're like, let's see it. And I was like, bet.
It's harder than you'd think it would be.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't feel it, so I didn't get hard or anything. Because it's fake.
I mean, look, I try to like eat clean and work out during the week, but my weekends are sacred and the wheels do come off.
Shut up, Golden Dingleberry.
What are you doing?
I was eating cherries, listening to Hans Zimmer.
I'll make an effort to, you know, avoid the tortilla or the taco during the meal. And then next thing you know, I'm like engulfing, you know, Doritos and Oreos late at night. It's my weakness. It's like, I'm in that state of mind where I'm not using good judgment.
Well, and also too, Kyle is like me in a sense. I think sometimes when he's having a lot of fun, he forgets to maybe eat.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna fix up like a keto freaking plate at 3 a.m. No, I'm going for chips and cookies. Put it this way, I'm not a food critic.
Salty or sweet, he'll do it both.
You know, I'm a sucker for like a good old fashioned like restaurant style Tostito. but it's gotta be restaurant style. The scoops are not the same chip.
Restaurant style.
A freshly baked chocolate chip cookie though. I mean, I could literally eat them until I throw up.
Kyle did, I remember this vividly. You ate like 6 or 7 cookies, like decent size. And you, after you finished them, you're like, I think I'm gonna poop a cookie. It was like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, it's like, I'm literally, there's nothing else probably in my stomach.
Yeah, it's just straight cookie.
So I'm like, I mean, like, when a cookie goes in, there's nothing else. Like, what comes out? It's probably a cookie.
He is the cookie monster.
You know, thanks to Summer House, I've got all this surveillance footage of me doing what I've been doing my whole life. I mean, there's been montages of me peeing outside. There's probably been montages of me late night eating. But
I think there's been one, actually.
Whoa, buddy.
Oh, buddy. It's a keto bar.
I'm not even like shameful about it. I'm like, yo, I'm human.